So it seems clear from this vantage that this is part of something much larger, and it's pretty clear what it is. I wonder if that's as clear to the leaders of the political parties in Great Britain.
Well, I remember about 5 years ago, I said that we had a fifth column living inside our own nation. It was the first time in our history that we had people living amongst us that wanted to destroy our values and actually even wanted to kill us. And I remember the absolute wave of condemnation that I came in for. What I've seen today are a lot of people, the great and the good of this country, the people that did irresponsibly open the doors, the people that refused to accept that within some parts of Islam there was a growing problem, and they're all saying how awful and appalling it is. And I do actually think that the moment has come for us to actually point the blame. You know, what these politicians have done in the space of just 15 years may well affect the way we live in this country for the next 100 years.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any question, and Great Britain is not alone in that. Is there still a sanction against those who say what you just said in public in Great Britain? I know that's been true for a long time. If you say that out loud, somehow you're the bad guy. Is that still the case?
Well, I was the other week doing a radio show here, and I talked about Sweden. I talked about Malmo being the rape capital of Europe, and I'm currently under investigation by Ofcom, who are the regulator here for all broadcast media. Now, I don't anticipate receiving a heavy fine, but it just goes to show, doesn't it, that actually we do not quite enjoy free speech in this country in the way in which we should.
No, the country that invented it no longer has it. But what's the, I mean, just to ask you to play psychiatrist for 1 second, what's the thinking here? Why would the leaders of a country whose job it is to protect the citizens who voted for them be so angry at anybody calling, you know, things as they see it, telling the truth? Why is that a threat to them?
Well, this was when Tony Blair got elected back in 1997. His aim was to create a genuinely multicultural society. In fact, he said he wanted to rub the noses of the right in diversity. Peter Mandelson, one of the architects of New Labour, said we sent out search parties all over the world to find as many immigrants as we possibly could. And, you know, look, I'm not against immigration. I want us to have sensible, managed, balanced immigration. But for goodness sake, you have to vet people. And that was 20 years ago. And, you know, today, when Donald Trump, and surely this is the big takeout, is that when Donald Trump tries to make America safer, when Donald Trump tries to make sure that these scenes that we've had in Paris and Brussels and Berlin and now London aren't repeated in America, we get people on Fifth Avenue and behind me in Westminster, out on the streets protesting. It seems to me that our political leaders really ought to start saying sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure any society's ever behaved the way Western societies are behaving now in this masochistic way. So what are the specific lessons for U.S. policymakers in the wake of something like this?
There are two, I think. The first is to be desperately careful about who you let into your country. And yes, I know the vast majority, 80% plus, you know, of Muslims living in Britain, according to our surveys, want to be integrated and respect our way of life. And the last thing we need to do is to alienate them. But you can't have open door immigration and not bring in terrorism. That's point one, and that's exactly what the president is trying to do. The second problem are that some of those communities that exist within our countries are, and I'm quoting Britain here as an example, through our state-run schools and our prisons being radicalized. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that actually in British prisons it's now one of the major sources of Islamic terrorist recruitment. And frankly, we've simply got to get tough, and we've got to give our security services all the weapons that they need to try and counter this threat.